in a different state, talking about being somewhat critical of my position on global warming, which everybody knows I've been involved in for some 12 years since the Kyoto Treaty was never, which was never before us. Nonetheless, I appreciated the fact that we had a chance to resurrect that issue, because to my knowledge, nobody has uttered the term global warming since 2009. It's been completely refuted by in most areas, but I was pleased to hear my good friend from Vermont talking about it, because he and I have a very honest relationship with each other, but a total disagreement, and we're able to go over those things. And then again today, two things happened. First of all, we had the senator, the senior senator from Massachusetts, came down to the floor and was somewhat quite critical of me and though anyone who is a skeptic. I think it's important to realize that, to understand, so you understand when we're talking, what we're referring to, those people who really believe that the world's coming to an end because of global warming, and that's all due to man-made anthropogenic gases. We call those people alarmists. Those people, like myself, who has looked at it very carefully and have come to the conclusion that that isn't happening. And that the assertion that global warming is occurring today, and it's occurring because of the release of CO2 and anthropogenic gases, methane and such as that, that's not a and that those people are, it's really a hoax, which I said way back in 2003, and this became quite a charge to a lot of people, a hoax that is the fact that all this is happening is due to man-made gases. I really believe it's the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. And as a result of that, a lot of people are trying to do things to this country that are detrimental. So I,